Sheila. He came really close to her. And I used to, like, almost every spirit man I had used to be at the house, just as, like, a home away from home. And their house was exactly the same way my house was, except they just keep Shabbos and do mitzvahs. So my house is the same. Kids are off the wall, everything. It's like growing up in my house. Parents yelling, kids not doing what they're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's just more of them. There's just three of us, you know, there's like eight of them. So, you know, the littlest one is like 6 weeks, the oldest one's 15, teenager.
Teenager's a teenager, you have to understand that.
It's much the same thing now, it's just mitzvahs. It's the only difference.
But there's a certain quality, there's a certain beauty, there's a certain refinement that you're finding from homes that you won't find in secular homes. And you know what? On the other hand, you'll find some secular homes where there's a certain refinement, whatever, that you're coming from.
Yeah, but you get homes where people would like to grow and with homes where people don't grow.
It's much harder in the frum world. It's much harder in the frum world because... It's much harder in the frum world because you're having a much more difficult lifestyle. You have shachris, you have mincha ma'ariv. You're getting on much later than the average secular balabos, okay? You've got expenses that the average secular people don't have, so your financial situation is usually tighter. You need to put more energy and time into your children because you understand that the school system's not there, and it's a lot harder. It is harder. There's no question. But you see value in it. You understand that you're part of the Messiah. You're part of Jewish destiny. And you're part of handing over what you got to your kids and building them and grazing them, and you're part of Jewish destiny. You have a kosh balch on your side, and it's a richer world. But it's by no means a fantasy land. Olam Haba is there. Well, this is Olam Hazeh. Don't make the American dream mistake. The American dream says that this is Olam Haba. Therefore, nothing's allowed to go wrong. Everything has to be perfect. That's the fantasy of that's Edom. That's the fantasy of the Esav said, I want this world for its own sake, so therefore it better be good. If you need leather seats in your car, and you need air conditioning in the car, and you need house for the whole, because this world has to be perfect. That's Esav. We say that, because Yaakov Yeshev Vesholo, Yaakov just wanted to sit for a few minutes so that he could just learn without any worries. Hashem says, you want to chill in this world as well? Come, 22 years of Yosef. Yeah, Yaakov had a tough life. I mean, in the moment of, Lavan and Dina and Esav, and, non-stop famines and wars. Look what he went through. You look at the others, they didn't have any razzle dazzle existences. You learn when you can, you hop around while you can. It's an attitude, I'm telling you, it's all in your attitude. Okay, where are we holding?
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, let me ask a question.
After that, commercial, and now back to
where are we? Iron test. Luchos, Chinese.
Yo.
Okay.
We talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's chutzpah. Was the realization that a Nimrod could choose what he wanted, so I could choose the opposite. If Klal Yisrael could choose the Chet HaEgel, then Moshe Rabbeinu can choose to melachim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, we want the Torah. Do the last paragraph and I test before Luchos Rishonim, just a little summary here. Moshe Rabbeinu Haven Shiratonim Shel Hashem Yis Barachu Letet LeKalev Shirut LeOchiach Es Atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give Klal Yisrael, the Kalev, an opportunity to prove herself. Lechainu Shoves HaLuchos. Therefore, he broke the Luchos. V'matzav Zeh Titztarach HaKalev Knes Yisrael LaOmul Retroyach V'Limud HaTorah. The Dark Day wouldn't do this.
No.
Wouldn't do this. Yashakor Sheshabbat. Oh, we were left over the question, so why did he break them? Very good. We understand why he fought to get them. You married me unconditionally. So I spat in your face under the chuppah. You're trying to take the ring back? You can't. There's Bechira. You told me that I could do whatever I wanted. So I did whatever I wanted. Doesn't bottle the marriage. Yeah? So when she took the ring back, why did she break it? Why did she shatter it? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos? And why I should say thank you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in a situation that even when he wants to take away the Torah from us, we won't let him. We'll use the Bechira, the Ishtrei Kegufa, to say, you can't. You can't take the Torah back. It's ours. You gave it to us. Lo b'shamayim. Lord Waimelu, Noichel Lahabin Gamadu Lacha Amavik, the Kabbalist Haluchos, after the struggle to get the Luchos, Lacha Shura Amnam Hatzliach Lakablon, and after he was able to get them, Moshe Rabbeinu actually beat Hashem and actually got the Luchos. Hechlit Moshe Rabbeinu Lishborotan. Why did he break them? Ubenosev Lakach, who Gam Kibul Yashakoyach Mekos Bochu. Well done! Thank you for breaking my Luchos. Mazi. Devama Yisa Tachlis Beshvis Haluchos. Let's try and explain the purpose for breaking the luchos and also understand what this haskama from a kosh boch on the breaking was about. They were maise elokim. A kosh boch made the luchos. Vahamichtav michtav elokimu. Cheirus ala luchos. Kosh Baruch Hu engraved on the Luchos, Epste Elokim, he wrote it with his finger, whatever that means. Hashem who is there, Sheposeles Haluchos. Hashem was the one that was Peseles Haluchos, he sculpted the Luchos. Gam Aksav Nasi B'dei Kosh Baruch Hu. Masha'im Ken B'Luchos HaShnirish, Shepisoilo Nasi Al Yidei Moshe. The sculpturing, the carving, the masonry work was done by Moses. Yeah? Al Haluchos HaRishonim Omru Chazal.
What? On the first Luchos?
Second Luchos.
A second, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Hapisulon, the masonry work was Nase al Yedei Moses. His mother used to call him Tuvia. Ala Luchos HaRishonim, Amru Chazal, Yilmalo lo nishboru Luchos HaRishonim, lo nishtacha Torah Yisrael. Had the first Luchos not been broken, Klal Yisrael would never been able to forget Torah. Rochav Yankov Amar, Ein Kol Uma Veloshen Sheletes Be. No one would have ever been able to rule over them. No goddess. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not broken the Luchos, no nation would ever been able to rule over us.
Had Moshe not have broken them, or had
Moshe not have broken
the Jews not have?
It says Ilmal Olanish Boru Luchos Harishonos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke them. He chose to break
so
them.
So even had there been the
Chet Eglah, he hadn't broken them. Yeah. But we don't know because we'll see why he had to break them.
Because they were too heavy. I thought that account of being heavy, he couldn't hold them, but he still threw them. But
we have to understand why he broke them. We're trying to understand why it seems that Moshe broke them. According to the Chazal we brought,
he broke this Shem HaSidu.
The Gavre Yadosh of Moshe, the Chotfan Mimenu. Moshe was so strong he was able to drag the Luchos away from Hashem. And they were too heavy, so he dropped them. He just beat Hashem in an arm wrestling match. It was like, that's pretty.
Awesome. Jack on gravity.
And now he's like, whatever, maybe because he used up all his strength or whatever. What was the one time as we saw there that. What? When the letters flew off, so he's left with hard rock. Yeah.
The letters themselves were carrying.
We're carrying the
Luchos.
That's not pshat. That's not pshat.
Yerushalmi Tainus is on top of. And I'm sure maybe in Masechet
Brachos. The Yerushalmi Tainus. Yeah, you show me time. It's the 11 art scroll went out soon. You can read it in English. Sweet.
In Hebrew.
You can now become an Ava Aretz in Yerushalmi.
That's right.
Finished Bavli, now become an Ava Aretz in Yerushalmi.
I think that should put you in charge of the marketing. Yeah.
Shaz, if you're in Yeshiva, should you rather look at the English art scroll Bavli or the Yerushalmi? So I would say do the Yerushalmi. Take out your normal Gemara and learn lovely there until you know how to learn. When you know how to learn, then you're welcome to learn. Once you've left Yeshiva and you're in Balabos and you haven't got to, that's a different story. In Yeshiva, don't bother with art.
How come we have the art scrolls downstairs?
Good question. I don't know. I'm not in charge of the bookshop. Good question.
Who's in charge of the bookshop?
So, I brought
Yeah, but he took away that kid now.
I think it's just there to irritate me. I don't know why.
So we'll take him out.
Yes, whatever. Some people claim that's useful as a dictionary. I can't imagine that Oscar went to such trouble just to make
Chantro
a dictionary.
Chantro is also a good dictionary.
Yeah, no. Oscar's not. Much better.
Much better.
I can't imagine.
If they got you on
the Oscar's guys, the big Tamar Chachamim, there's Askamas and the big people were involved in the art scroll. Trust me, big sure. people. I can't imagine they went to all that trouble just to make a dictionary. They wrote that safe for the new writing for. It wasn't for Yeshiva guys. It's not for us. Learn how to learn the hard way, like we all did. Schwitz. Okay. As a result of the Luchos having been written, made by Hashem. So everything that was in there was clear and revealed in front of us, below Shum Irvuvia, without any intermingling of anything else, without any confusion. Hakol Hayodovit Dibu Al Eifnei, Lo Hayinu Sheikhim Esatoyre, Velo Hayyamus Yechayim Shlatalein. Repeats himself. Meidach Gisa. On the other side, the matzav zeh shall be heroes. Lo yisem nitenes lekale his damnut lochir kachein he chafitzu belev nefesh benisuin. When everything's that clear and that poshut and that bright and that open, so the kale doesn't get a chance to really prove herself. Shere oisem gilu nisgav shall maimed hasinai hayimam shichum ha'ir basplari amira. That moment of hasinai didn't just end. That experience, the Klal Yisrael of the Sinai, the light, the awe, the beauty, the clarity, is still with them. Now we don't know. What about in difficult times? Will she come along for the ride then? Everything's going well and everything's beautiful and there's open miracles and everything's just, you know, gorgeous. You're with Hashem and, you know, anybody that comes near you, Hashem just kills and it's miracles, open miracles all the time. So how about you go with Hashem? But how are you going to behave when things are bad? What's going to look like when the Auschwitz kicks in? Now what's the color going to do? Moshe Rabbeinu Avin Shertzon Hashem Yisparach Hu letet lekala efshalut lochia ches atzma. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the Kosh Bochu wants to give Klal Yisrael a chance to prove themselves. The chayin hu shivris leluchos. Therefore he broke the luchos. But matzav zeh hitztarech hakala knesses Yisrael lo'omol ulitroach b'limar atari. Now Klal Yisrael has to toil in Torah. Ledatek b'kol kutsa shel yud. To go analyze every drop of ink, every kutsa shel yud, levare ba'atzma is kol asveikas sheis oiru lo. To go herself and clarify all the sveikas that are there. Ulegalos is havosa alecha yispor, I love yisporach, and to reveal her love for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. L'ramot shelatana umesvirut foseyem, despite the being ruled over by the nations and then coming to kill us. Hamafolshim pishu es tzivov shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu pesel l'cha, sculptor for yourself, haynu sheyesh l'cha, it should be for you. Yesh levar shegilu tzipunoseya ginizeya amkeya umisteria shel ha'toyah yesh l'cha. The revelation of the hidden and the hidden and the depths and the mysteria, mysteries of the Torah will be for you. Ata tadakdek v'tachko b'daitcho. You go look after it and you go analyze it with your das and with your seichel and with your avanoscho. Ba'atzmecho higole v'tachake kamaluach lipcho, and you go engrave them onto the tablets of your heart. Luach lipcho ya'afuch l'luches habris. You can take your luach, you can take your heart and turn into luches habris. Kivishinema. Kosva maluach libecho. Write them on the love, take the Torah and internalize it. V'yedata hayoyim v'hashavoy z'el levavecho. It's not enough that the words of Torah are flying around in your head. You've got to engrave them and carve them into your deepest recesses so that you function and behave according to them. V'amral, hakach ha-makosh baruch l'mayshu, yashakoyach she-shebata. Thank you, Moshe, for breaking the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu kibin b'maysev l'rotzen ha-elyoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was misgoven to the Rotzen Ha'elyoy, Chirotze, Sheivatze, Hester Ponim, Misuyam, Begilot Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create an enormous Hester Ponim, a very specific Hester Ponim in the Gilot of the Torah. Validei Kach, Yoichu Yisrael, Lochiach, Estvekusov, Venemosim Lashem. describing what we're going through, the 2,000 years of darkness, where we commit ourselves to Kosh Bohu in what's called Hestepanim. It's amazing. Now the darkness makes sense. Darkness means you have an opportunity to say, Kosh Bohu, you can do what you want, I'm still going to love you. I'm not going away. You can do whatever you want. Who was the Yid in the Holocaust? First his wife died, then his children, whatever. Eventually had one kid left. He was busy with looking after him, but eventually the child died. And he said, Tokosh Bok, you took away my money, you took away my wife, you took away my children. You think you're going to take away my love for you as well? You can't have that. He's going to discuss it with people. Somebody you knew, huh? Was the Klausberg? He mentions it later. He mentions the safer. Somebody you knew. I can't remember. It's hard. I mean, we don't have milk in the fridge in the morning. You open up the milk, the fridge in the morning. There's no milk for cornflakes. You go into mum's like a panic attack. You know, I'm talking different kind of generation. Even then, it's hard to say, "Wow, Shem, thank you for not giving me milk this morning." Luchos Rishonim Alpaim Shnois Torah Luchos Shnaim Alpaim Shnois Mashiach. Comes out that Luchos Shani is Lechat Chila, gentlemen. We thought there was Luchos Rishon, that, you know, that there was Lechat Chila, and then B'dievet, whatever, Ein Malasot, you know, Moshe broke the Luchos, Chet Egel, Moshe couldn't hold them, they broke, and now we're in a situation B'dievet, you got Luchos Shani. Luchos Shani says Lechat Chila as well. Luch Mishon is lechatchila, and Luch Chayin is lechatchila. Niten loyma oed ki haluchos harishonim meselim es alpaim shnois haTorah ad lechurban habayis harishon. We're living in a matzav of luchos rishon on the more sort of macrocosmic level, yeah, up to churban habayis harishon. Vayis tekufa adayin shilta habihirus oides metzias Hashem al yedai nisim vagluim vanevuos haglois. The Metzius Hashem was something that was apparent to everybody. There was Nevi'im, there was people who had Hasina was still around, you could talk, but there was, things were still bright and wide open. Yomazois Mechubim by Sarishon Va'ele Chatchila Meseches Arucha Shel Alpaim Shnois Yomos HaMashiach. From the Chubim Rishon by Sarishon, we're entering into this period, this Mesechta, long Mesechta of 2,000 years of Yomos HaMashiach. Now Klal Yisrael has an opportunity to really prove how much she loves the Chosen. And therefore Knesset Yisrael, who is the beloved wife of Hashem, proves during the long years of Golus an enormous cleaving and awesome deep cleaving to the Chosen. At Shomer Chazal, Tzadikim Ha'amide Li B'Churbana. Yosem Et Tzadikim Sha'amide Li B'Bnia. The Bnina. Shir Hashirim. Rather, the Tzadikim upheld me more during the Churban than they did during the building. I always said that. Who's greater? You or Shlomo HaMelech? Well, obviously, in the quality aspect, Shlomo Melech. But even Shlomo Melech understood that when he says Kriya Shema, yeah, with open miracles going on, it's not so hard to say, yeah, Hashem's one. But yeah, today in this darkness, it's not so easy to say Hashem's one. So the tzaddikim establish Hashem, they stand Hashem up much more when you can't see, when it's pitch black. Yeah? Every little ounce you give to Hashem is much more precious than when, you know, so the lights are shining. So what? You light a candle when, you know, in this room. So what did you do? When the room's pitch black and you light a candle, wow. Why are you all jumping up and down?
It's not as lit as the room is right now.
Either you're not getting bent down because you knew this and it was posh, and you're living like this anyway, then the kashis, what are you doing yet? It's Bittul Torah. Should be downstairs learning. or you haven't heard this before, and it's just for somehow it's just not getting in. The message is just not getting in.
Quick, based out.
Fine, you've got an excuse.
Now I want to know what it was.
Understand.
Bad shape.
If this doesn't get you going, if this doesn't somehow, like, you know, get you going, then, like, what is? What's it going to take? You shine the most unbelievable godless. Yeah, but you can't buy anything with this, huh? If you got a phone call now saying you just won $10,000, you'd get up and bounce up and down, yeah? That's not even a lot of money, really. I mean, you're going to retire on that. That would get you going, yeah? But this, alright. Should we plod along, gentlemen? Just sort of keep plodding along just to, if I can feel like I'm earning my salary, should we just go to sleep? What do you want to do here? How can you not get excited when you see this?
Can you go back a bit?
Is it a bit late?
You know, the Arizal Erev Shabbos once turned to Ranchi's Talmidim. Yeah, and said, are you listening now?
Yeah.
Don't get lost.
Yeah.
And said, who wants to go to Yerushalayim for Shabbos? So they all said, yeah, guys, he said it's too late. You missed it. You missed it. Yeah.
That was Mashiach.
A Kosh Baruch Hu turns around. I don't know if it doesn't say it's Mashiach.
That's what it says.
I mean, we have to go home and do this. And
do this,
and
it's too late. They missed the time. There was an opportunity then to go to Yerushalayim for Shabbos.
They were starting to say.
Exactly. Now, Rizal said, who wants to go to Yerushalayim now for Shabbos? And they said, well, we're just going to tell our wives, he's going to fix up whatever. He said, it's too late. You missed it. There was a window of opportunity and you blew it.
Yeah.
Then we're going to come back again. You blew it. You missed it. Something. It's a Gemara. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can get it back. Digitalized. It's a Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kosh Bochu, show me your covered. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Hashem says to him, when I wanted to show him your covered at the snare, at the burning bush, you didn't want to look. Now you want to look, I don't want to show you my covered.
Say that again. When
Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kosh Bochu, please show me your covered. Show me your face.
At what point?
It's a Gemara in Brachos.
Yeah, but at what point? Where? Obviously, after.
When was this? This was in the Pasuk. When Hashem says to Moshe, it's a Gemara in. No, it's a Pasuk in. Pasuk in Bamidbo. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, please show me your covered. Show me your face. I want to see what you look like. So he shows him the back of the tefillin, he shows him whatever. So the Gemara says there, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when I wanted to show you my face, you didn't want to look. Even though it was right not to look. At the burning bush, it says Moshe turned his face.
When he hit it? Or?
No. The burning bush. He didn't hit the burning bush. Not at the stone. Hashem was Megali himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at the bush.
Right.
So it says Moshe Rabbeinu turned his face away. He didn't want to. It wasn't comforting for him to look at the Shekhinah.
Uh-huh.
So Tony said, well, he was right. He didn't get punished for it.
Okay.
It was just, that was the moment when you had the opportunity to see my face.
But it was meant to be
So then you're not going to see my face. That was, I wanted to show you my face, and you didn't look. You blew it. Time's up. Time's gone. Hey, there's certain opportune moments in this world.
How can you say that you blew it when it was never meant to?
It wasn't a mitzvah and a vow. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You did a very humble thing or whatever. But don't come ask me to show you my face now, because now's not the time to show you my face. It's a question of don't waste opportunities. Time's critical. Not everything's always going to come around again. You know what they say? Opportunity only knocks once. Sometimes you get a break. You got to know when to grab, and also you have to know sometimes when not to grab. Sometimes you grab something, think it's an opportunity, it turns out to be a disaster.
Timing, the critical factor.
Timing and seichel and keeping a cool head. And generally speaking, rushing is a meiser sotten. Rushing is a meiser sotten. Generally speaking, you'll do much better not rushing into things head on than you will be cautious. Just do things slowly, but sometimes you have to know when to leap. But generally speaking, we don't leap. That's not our approach. Think things through. That's how it gets you to hurry up. You have to know when. You see, what's the name went out early? The B'nai Ephraim leaped. They went out early. They got wiped out. It wasn't the time. You have to know. When Moshe Rabbeinu says run, you run.
Bunches acted quick, and that was like a very big mala.
He first went to Moshe. Moshe told him it's not a shala, which means he got a kind of a, you know, that's kind of pagan boy. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying there is time for it. There is time for it. There is time for it. There's no question. No question. There's a time for leaping, but you have to know when, and it's got to be. You need to be a Pinchas to know. You need to know. No, but very often you'll see the Yetzer Hara gets you to rush, because he can get you to trip up.
Because
if you
would
stop,
that's like the,
I'm not even talking about emotional.
That's like the most obvious.
That's a vada. But I'm saying, even when you're thinking things through, you've got a plan, you've got to think things through, whatever. People are pressurizing you, you know. Bah, now you've got to da da da. Slowly, slowly. I was once involved in something. Very big thing, whatever. And they've kind of given me a deadline, and I was speaking to my Rebbe, and he said, I need to think about it for a few days. I can't, I don't know, I have to think about it. So I said to him, I know, but they're like, whatever, there's a deadline. He said, if there's a deadline, tell them you're not interested. He said, if they're putting out a pressure, it's a Maisa Sot, and tell them to go away, you're not interested. He said, this takes time, it's got to be thought through. If they're not going to give you time to think it through, you're not interested. Cheers. On the spot, he saw straight away, if there's a Lachatz here, get rid of them.
Wow.
We're not talking about Rishrayim, we're talking about the Talmud Chachamim on both sides of the table. it wasn't a business deal, it was something to do with the yeshiva. And he said, if they're putting under pressure, tell me to cheers. There's no. It's got to be, things have got to be thought through carefully, and it's got to be, don't just leap. We're not Urim V'Tumims, we're B'nai Seichel. You've got to work out the sugya, you've got to look at the pros and the cons, and you've got to sit down, you've got to draw out your chart, you've got to analyze it and think it through. That's responsible. It's worth coming just to hear that. Bois Shah, his gala shekoyach habechira hachofshis. Bechira chofshis is who we are, right? We're the guys that are bechira. That's the definition of a human being. Yeah. Let's try to understand the koyach of this bechira chofshis. Shehu gam koyach hahitmardut tazo vahachutzpe. Ha'azut, ha'azus, v'ha'chutzpah, k'shuv z'anu z'lil, noitzul al yedah am Yisrael k'day lihitmored ulamoy b'oiz neged kol ha'komim olav. This koyach of Bechiras Chofshis, which is the koyach to rebel and to be mamash brazen face and chutzpadik, Klal Yisrael was matzil in order to rebel and stand up with chutzpah against all those that came upon her. Everybody that came to take the Torah away from us, we used the chutzpah and a brazen face to say, no ways, we're not going. Every generation they come, they try to take the Torah away from us, whether it's they tax us to death, they army us to death, or whatever it is that they come, they take away the monthly stipends, whatever that is, they come to try and weaken the Torah. We with enormous chutzpah say, you're not taking the Torah from us. You know why? Because we already fought a Kosh Baruch and won, so you're not going to get it from us. That's the correct use of those koichuses. Ein b'divrei Maharal b'sefer Netzach b'perek Beis mashakosu v'bi'a divrei Yerushalmi anal shel dvarav hoishtosu soy dvareinu. The Maharal, this is based on a Maharal in Sefer Netzach. V'amna Netzach what? Netzach Yisrael, I think. There's no Sefer Netzach of the Maharal. Netzach Yisrael it's called, no? Amnam, kach melamdeinu haramban ki shleimus ava am Yisrael leboirei nikeres dafke mitoicha hester vatzoros. The Ramban, you're not into morals, right? The morals too, moral, kabbalistic. The Ramban, the Rishon, the Ramban says that the shleimus, the complete ava that Klal Yisrael has for his boirei is recognized dafke in the hester vatzoros. V'zeh loshon Ramban. Ki mi avas Hashem itchem bocho bochem. Ki mi avas Hashem itchem bocho bochem. Shero eschem roim liisoiv lefonov. Who saw who ya? Ki mi avas Hashem itchem bocho bochem. Because of the love of Hashem, the love that you had for Hashem. Hashem chose you. Is that what he's saying? Shero eschem, that you saw yourselves fitting to be loved in front of Hashem. V'nivcharim la'av yoisim mikolamim. כי הנפח לא אוהב היודע לסבול את אויבי בכל הבא עולב ממנו. Because the beloved one knows how to suffer, how to tolerate for his loved one all that comes upon him. Israel roim lekach mikolam. Klal Yisrael is more fitting than all the nations. Kamo she'amru masechtas Beitzer. Shleisha ozim haem. Yisrael ba'umos kiyam v'lo b'nisoynos. Hu Yehudi or tzlov. What's tzlov? Tziluv. Don't know what tziluv is. Samach lamed vav bet. Don't know what the Ramban is saying there. Ein beram ban dvorim zayin. Zion. Don't know, okay, I have to look it up in the dictionary. Look it up in the arts.